Let her rip.
Let her rip.
I don't know why I said that. Never said that in my life before.
Well, today's good day.
Hello,
good day, isn't
he? Everyone, and welcome back. It seems like ages since we recorded one of these.
Yeah.
And it's a mere week.
Is it?
What is it? No, it's not. No,
have we done before Denver?
We're ahead. Aye, no, we didn't do it before Denver. Yeah. No, we didn't. So, it's over a week. How was Denver?
Great, very American. I tried to buy a gun.
Did you?
Yeah. Me and Ryan, the guy, Ryan Neeson, that eventually won the thing.
Uh-huh.
We kind of went to this place called Outdoor World.
Right.
And the place is like, walk into the shop and everything's in wood. And there's a waterfall and a massive American flag and fish in this massive tank.
Jesus.
And they were selling quads and fish and stuff. And then upstairs was guns. And guns, they're so much cheaper than I thought they would be.
What? Right, I'll get a guess.
Yeah, like just a standard pistol, 6 bullets in the chamber.
What, is it a Walther or is it a...
Not.
Desert Eagle?
A Luger.
A Luger.
A wee Luger.
An old school German Luger. Right, so it's the standard Smith and Wesson handgun.
I don't know if it's a Technic Smith and Wesson.
I'd go $80.
Oh, right, you're way cheaper than the... Like a standard pistol with 8 bullets in the chamber is like 200.
What?
Which I thought was mad cheap.
There's no chance I would pay that.
So you wouldn't pay 150 sterling?
For a gun?
For a pistol?
No, I get you a gun for 30 quid. I get a gun right now for 30 quid.
Would you?
No ball.
Real one.
Nah, I suppose. Right, so $200 and that's 8 bullets.
Well,
is that a magazine?
Six in the chamber.
Six. Whoa, fucking. count down, Yosemite Sam. 6 in the chamber.
Fucking, what do you call him? what do you call the cunt that the chases around? Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, yeah. Right, so is this like a classic? Is this the kind of gun you could play Russian roulette with?
Oh, you could pay.
Right, aye, that's.
You could play Russian roulette with many, but it would be just sitting there going.
I
play Russian roulette with a machine gun.
Yes.
An Uzi.
I play it with a tank. 6 tanks. A circle of 6 tanks, only one's got a shell.
Why would
it
be a circle? The first one would just blow into the next.
No, because I see what you mean. But a line of tanks.
Okay, line of tanks.
And you get drawn, you have to draw straws to see which tank. So you get like, oh shit, I've got tank 3.
Okay.
And you have to hold your face up against the barrel of the blaster.
Yeah. And the blaster, I'm sure that's the real one.
And then it clicks. I don't know if the tank clicks if it's empty. And then one time it just blows your whole head off.
Quite a mess.
That's how I play the Russian roulette.
Yeah, that's another level. It was fine. The rest was fine. He didn't really know the laws, which was really funny.
How much would see those, like the big machine guns?
There's a couple for like 400 or 500.
Yeah.
But most of them are up closer to a grand in that place.
What's the cool machine gun? The Russian
AR-15 one? The Russian one. What, an
AK-47?
AK-47s,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you absolutely positively got to kill every motherfucker in the room.
Yes. What is this?
That was in Jackie Brown. Yeah. That's all right.
Do you know what the best part was? He didn't know the law. And I was like, it'll take 3 days if you do this after the background check. And I was like, well, I'm going in 2. And he was like, oh, we can't do it then. Just go to a gun show, you'll get that.
Go to a gun show?
Yeah, so there's gun shows in car parks, apparently. Where they and they can kind of basically give it to you on the day, private sellers.
I take it Colorado is one of those states that are proper gun happy. Like.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it a cowboy?
Sure, most of the comics had the thing, had guns.
They had guns?
Yeah, Ryan.
At the night?
Ryan, not on the night, no.
Right.
But Ryan, the guy that brought me the thing, had 4. He was like, I have 4 guns. And I was just like, this is insane.
I talked about this because I was on Sloss and Humphreys last week. And we talked about whether you would own a gun.
Aye, probably.
And Danny was saying that he absolutely wouldn't, because he would kill someone very, very quickly.
If you have it, you're going to end up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is the main thing. Like, you'd want to be firing it once.
Yeah. Oh, God, aye, excellent. And in the roast battle, you came last?
I didn't come last, Mark.
Or did you?
I came 4th in the world. Technically.
How many were on the night?
Six. But
there wasn't six?
There was six battles, but there was only four in our competition.
Right, so there was four people you were up against.
Yeah.
You were fourth of four.
Yeah.
Last.
Yes, all right. Right.
Disgraced.
But.
Absolute fucking disgrace.
That's like saying, it's still the Champions League spots.
It is, yeah.
Actually, no, that was the Champions League. It's like losing in the semifinals.
Yeah. Did you lose badly?
No.
How do they decide it as an audience?
No, a judging panel? Three judges.
Right.
Yeah. No. So I lost the third place playoff.
Right.
And I lost that kind of like badly, but I didn't really give a shit. The guy I was writing for in that was really hard. I was hoping to get the other guy who eventually won it because he was Jewish. game over, you'd think. But no. I got knocked out by Shalaka in the first round, but that was close. That was very close. Uh-huh. That was a great battle. She was excellent. She said that I looked like a common lumps. I look like a common lump. But I heard the best roast joke of the night, and thank God it won it, was Shalaka against Ryan in the final. It was an unbelievable final, just different level. So Ryan's Jewish, and Shalaka goes, Ryan's from Southeast California, which means the only 90210 he's ever seen was tattooed on his grandmother's forearm.
Oh.
And you're just like, woof, levels to that one.
That is beautiful.
Isn't it?
Oh, what a joke. I'm glad she beat you.
She did. Oh. She won my competition. I kind of knew. I thought in my head, I was like, if I beat Shellac, I have a good chance of winning it. But no, Ryan Neeson would have beat me too. Aye. Actually, and then the other guy did beat me, but I found him hard to write about more than anything.
Aye. How was the night? Did you go out after it?
Aye. I was out all the time.
Was it good?
Aye, great crack. Aye. Class. Aye. Great. Like,
is Colorado one of those legal, state for everything?
I was in the dispensary. And it was called House of Dankness.
Yeah.
So cheap, so good.
Memes all over the shop.
Memes of Kimball.
Amazing. Oh, well. Next year.
Yeah. Well, I probably won't come next year. Like, you know, I'll have to give it to another MVP. I didn't even choose it, actually, in fairness, but, you know. It looks like it's rigged now.
Anything else happening?
Fuck all. No. Fuck all. Going to Australia next week.
Oh, so you are. Are you all set?
No. I don't even know what I need. I was chatting to Danny Boy last night, and he's going, and he was just like, just don't bring a single jumper. You think you're going to need one jumper.
That's your entire wardrobe.
That is all I have.
So
and
that's
I'm like,
difficult for
I'm
you.
Like, man, I'm going to struggle. Big.
What? So is that, I'm trying to think, is it coming to the end of their summer then in Australia?
But he says like last week was 40.
Jesus.
Days, you know? So I was like, oh God.
Oh man. Yeah. When are you flying on Monday?
Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Fuck. Have you ever flown that long before?
Yeah, I've flown to Australia before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you done Australia before?
No, just was there the holiday. Remember I got arrested for being a sex trafficker?
Oh, shit, yeah. How did I forget? Yeah.
The guy was saying, to Denver was longer. I had to go from Edinburgh to Glasgow, to Reykjavik to Seattle to Denver. It took me...
Jesus.
20 hours.
Wow.
22 hours.
How long did you have in Reykjavik?
Like 3 hours.
Was it class?
I only hang out at the airport, but looking at the airport, man, I can see why it's called Iceland.
There is none.
Frozen chicken wings everywhere. Carry katona.
Did you buy a drink?
No, I didn't. I didn't test that.
I wanted to know if it
was 19 quid.
Yeah, aye.
I didn't even fucking think of that. I should have went and
Definitely. I would have definitely paid 19 quid for that. I think I paid about 17 quid for a pint when I was in Norway and purely did it just to experience the sheer anger I would have after spending 17 quid on a pint. Like, honestly, I hated it as well. I mean, it wasn't a bad pint, but every sip I was like, it's another pound.
How could you do this?
Fucking disgraceful.
You would never live there purely for that reason.
Absolutely not, no.
No?
I wouldn't even care about the fact that they've got great services and you can get a doctor's appointment. I'd be...
Yeah, you don't want a doctor.
Furious every time.
I don't want to meet the doctor unless I'm completely steaming.
Exactly.
Do you know what? I have a fucking doctor's appointment this Monday at 8 a.m. And it's the Super Bowl night with Bois.
Oh, so it is.
Before it, so I'm like...
Are you doing a live...
No, we're just doing. Somebody did apparently remind Wall that the last time we did a raffle once called like absolutely wanker. Dogs abuse. People were bringing it up there, and I was like, let's do it this year again. We're going to Malone's again.
Oh, nice. Aye. Hmm. Oh, your big geeky, sweaty fat pals.
Yeah, it is very sweaty, big dudes. It's always that.
I say that. I've genuinely considered going to watch WrestleMania in a bar this
year. Oh, my God. That would be classic. I reckon that would be good crack. The same vibe, though.
Oh, but it's exactly the same kind of people.
In silly.
Who'd you reckon to win the Super Bowl?
It's 49ers.
Yeah, I hope they do.
Why?
Just because of the Taylor Swift thing.
You can't be arsed with it?
I fucking hate it. I've really started to hate Taylor Swift.
Because of this?
No, I find her really arrogant and a bit really stuck up.
I used to think
she was just like all right and decent, and then I've seen her at various awards nights, okay. And kind of going, she thinks she's like those girls. I used to have these girls at school that just think they're fucking class above everyone.
Okay.
And she's like that, and she snubbed Celine Dion.
She snubbed
at the
Celine?
Grammys. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. A lot of people were saying like she didn't even acknowledge her when she gave her the Grammy, and then there's other people going, the woman's got a fucking immune disease. You can't be getting up and hugging her and shit.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, it's fucking Celine's fucked, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. The heart will not go on much longer. Speaking of that, Big Charles. Prince Charles.
Oh,
I
thought you said Big Carl.
No.
Big Carl Weathers.
Oh, Carl Weathers, yeah. Fuck.
For the movie podcast.
Oh,
I went for.
Man. Oh,
Carl Weathers is dead. We haven't done a Carl Weathers movie yet.
Oh, do you know, I saw, because like we can do Predator and any of the Rockies.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I was on an article after he died, and it was like, the 10 best, outside of Predator and Rocky, Carl Weathers' 10 best performances, right?
Okay.
Some of the films that man did.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God. Right? If you get a chance, watch a trailer for a film called Action Jackson. It's incredible. It's like a late, maybe early 80s action film.
Is it blaxploitation?
Kind of. Like, it's just at the tail end of blaxploitation.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Because he's in a load of those films as well, but he's not a well-known actor. He's just like a henchman.
Okay.
But this is like he's one chance at being an action leading man. Oh,
amazing.
I need to find it. It looks incredible. It genuinely just looks, it's like everything. It's like,
it's a good name.
Aye, rolling up. That's his fucking, in the trailer, it's got that class voiceover
Commando.
Where it's like, Jen, like, he doesn't play by the rules.
Yeah, great.
If you want a job done, you call for action. Action Jackson. So good.
Sounds amazing.
Oh, I absolutely loved it.
He's nailed the rest of development as well.
Oh, yeah. But also, King Charles has the cancer.
He's got the balls.
He's not. Is it the ball cancer he's got?
Is it ass?
I thought it was the ass cancer.
No, I think it's ass, yeah.
Ass. That family loves stuff up their ass, don't they?
That's right.
I think I did this on stage last night. I think I know how he you know, he's got those big massive sausage fingers.
Yeah.
I think that's what he did. He was scratching his ass.
Oh my God.
And one
punctured?
Of them popped off and he ruptured something.
Ruptured's a great word for it. You knew you've been fucking about yourself in ruptures.
I put a joke up about it this week. I didn't even mention him. I didn't even mention
Charles
himself. It was a joke about Prince William getting
pegged. I seen this. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh my God. The message I got. Wait a minute till I find it. Because you put something up as well, but I don't think you got.
I didn't get any shit. I put something up about, I had one about his little sausage fingers looking great cooked in hell, but it's like, and I got nothing. What is your?
The idea of you thinking you're a comedian is laughable. I'd rather have root canal filling than see you in life, fucking evil bastard.
What a thing to a root canal filling. I'd rather have a root
canal. And then the other best one was, do you really think that's funny? You poor, sad, disgusting wank.
A poor, sad, disgusting wank.
God.
That's a banger of a quote.
It was so funny. Freddie Quinn he messaged me because we were both getting shit for our various jokes. And somebody copied his joke, quote tweeted his joke, and tagged in cancer research and said, "What do you think of this?" You're like, "What? You psychopath! Why would you tag cancer?" And I was like, "How great would it be if cancer research got back and gone, that's a fucking bell for
that?" Yeah. We'll be donating shit to him.
Amazing. I was in Ireland.
Oh yeah,
homeland last weekend.
Good crack.
Cork.
Belted,
my God, what a city.
You love Cork?
Yeah. I loved Cork to bits. Yeah, like, one of the best cities I have ever been in. Absolute joy of a city.
A butter museum, that's why.
It's got a butter museum. I didn't even know that.
There's a butter museum.
I love butter.
Oh, I think it's pretty sure it's a butter museum, yeah, in Cork.
We went into a pub. It's right in the kind of main, right along for the river. And it was like old as shit.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
And it was like, it's never had anything done to it. It doesn't play music. It's absolutely stowed. Vodka revolution. And just big thick walls, bare stonework. Okay. It had a cellar.
Okay, yeah. They came from downstairs.
Yeah, and then I got talking to this wee Australian dude, and initially, I thought he was all right, and then he turned out to be an absolute wank. He called himself... I was like, "What do you do for work?" And he was like, "I'm a grifter."
Oh,
no. And I was like, I don't know what that means, man.
Yeah.
And he was like, I just come along. I just go to different countries, see what I can get away with. And I was like, "So you're a con man?" And he went, "Yeah." And I was like, "For fuck's sake, man."
Go to different countries. So what's cons, Cork?
Huh?
What's Cork's con, I wonder?
I've absolutely no idea, but... Oh, great, fuck's great, sake. Great place.
I'm a grifter. What a fucking shithead. What a twat.
And Dublin was brilliant as well.
Yeah.
And Lavery's in Belfast.
Some crack
is
in it.
Class. All the Northern Irish comics were absolute class.
They are.
Never met Shane Todd before. Shane's podcast. What a gentleman he was.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Went on Andrew Ryan's radio show. Watched him getting... abusive messages because he made a joke about Stormont.
Oh, great.
Which was
great.
Very, very, very funny. Great. Watching him get more and more panicked.
Shane told you the story that I nearly went in the stag.
Yes. Yeah. It's a brilliant story.
I met them in the airport. I fucking nearly went. It was just, I had something I couldn't get out of.
Were you going back to Edinburgh from being gigging over there?
I think so. I think I was doing something like the Empire or something. It wasn't Lavery's, I don't think. I was doing something there, and then I got the fucking flight. And I walked into Dave Elliott in the airport, and he was like, "We're here for fucking Todd's thing." I was like, he goes, "You have to come." And I, like, my eyes lit up. I was like, I could get away with it. It was just one thing I couldn't. And I was like, I could go for a day and a half. And I went, nah.
They were going to Magaluf.
I know.
The greatest place on earth.
I could have nearly ended up. I made a fucking argument.
The Vegas of the Mediterranean.
It would have been such a better story if I ended up on Todd's thing because I was happened to be in the airport.
Oh, man.
Came with a bag. But no, I can't remember what the fuck. I'm pretty sure it was something like a comedy store thing up that, like, in 2 days. I was like...
They'd have understood.
They would have, imagine.
Dean would have been cool with
picture. Magaluf. Someday this will be an excellent podcast story, Dean. It's like, oh, yeah, I've fucking got... Yeah.
Oh, bye. Class times. Thank you, Ireland. You're fucking brilliant.
Thank you, Ireland.
Yes. And Carlisle, who were also great last night.
Carlisle's good.
Yeah. Tell you what happened to me before we start the film, right? So I did Carlisle tour show last night. And it was great. I had to explain pegging to a woman.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice. And I thought, as a professional prostitute, she would have known what it was. But I had to lay out exactly what I wanted.
Fuck's sake.
I want
you to smile throughout.
I went for a wander. So I'd done like sound check and stuff, and it was like an hour before the doors open. And I went for a wander. As I am wont to do.
Yeah, you do your pre-show wander.
Yeah, I do a wander. And I was like, I'll go in somewhere and I'll have a quick pint, right? And now, bizarrely, I used to go to Carlisle quite a lot when I was growing up in Dumfries because it was like the city for us. It was like fucking...
Yeah.
And there used to be loads of pubs. And last night, I really struggled to find a pub. I eventually found this one and it looked like a shithole.
Okay.
And as I was going in, there's three guys all hanging around the entrance.
Yeah.
And as I'm going in, one of them... I could tell they were going to fucking say something, right? Because he's saying something to everybody. So I'm like, right, just prepare. So I go in and the guy says, that guy looks like Hitler, right? And I went, what the fuck are you talking about? And then another guy properly squared up to me and went, no, he doesn't. He looks like Beckham if he never did Slim Fast, right? And I was like,
what the?
I get the premise of your slagging here.
Yeah, David.
But there's so much of the detail in this that doesn't make any sense for a start.
Yeah.
Beckham never did Slim Fast.
Yeah.
So it's not like it, that's
I wouldn't also compare anyone, even if it was like, even if you were doing like, oh, he looks like David Beckham with Down syndrome, I'm still like, David Beckham's still a good-looking chap to start with.
Yeah, exactly. Aye, so it's kind of a compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like you said, even saying you look like a fat David Beckham is still an upgrade on what I look like anyway. So, like, I'm like...
sure, great, thank
you. But then I was like, oh, so I was like, I'm going to get a pint, I'm going to get the fuck, because they're going to come back in. And then, luckily, I was like, if they spot me again, they might start giving me shit. And then, luckily, there was some... set two with this guy's girlfriend. One of their girlfriends worked behind the bar and she was yelling at him because he'd been shagging somebody else. So it was like,
man, you got a whole fucking God, show.
It was a fucking den of
proper Carlisle
horror in that place.
Great.
But apart from that, the venue was lovely.
but apart from that, it was beautiful time. It was Darlington. I was about to say, I thought it was Carlisle, but I wasn't. Carlisle's actually great too. Darlington is the place where I got the pint that was like 2.70.
Oh, aye.
Lost my shit.
Aye. It's awesome. Aye. Yeah.
Great place.
Right. This week's film, what are we doing?
This week's Castaway.
Castaway.
A real classic.
It is. I thought I didn't like this film.
I did too. I thought it was like Forrest Gump to me. Where it's just like, I don't want to. It's one of those ones you feel like a twat's in it. I know it's become like a meme. But I just don't like Forrest Gump that much.
I hate Forrest Gump.
Yeah, so I never did, a lot of Tom Hanks films. I like Tom Hanks and I like a lot of his films, but sometimes I kind of pass this one off.
Yeah.
This is definitely decent.
There's a lot of unnecessary shit in this film.
Yeah, it's way longer than expected.
A huge amount of unnecessary shit. I'd have quite liked if they'd just done the island.
Yes.
And he gets off and that's it, right? See if it had ended when he's on the raft and the big boat comes along.
Yeah.
If that had been the end, I'd have gone, do you know what, that's great.
Yeah, John.
And if it started with him getting on the plane. Just on the plane. Plane crashes. He's on the island. Then he gets saved.
Yeah, no need for Helen Hunt.
Fucking no need.
Never is.
No need for the love story whatsoever. Yeah. No need for any of that shit. No need for any of the shit about his pal's wife having cancer. No need for that fucking ridiculous Christmas dinner they had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No need for all the press conference shit.
Yeah.
When he gets back.
Also, if it was true to FedEx, if he went to that house with a parcel, she would have caught him like, he's a FedEx guy, first of all, because nobody else is coming down my road. And then second of all, she'd just be like, fuck me, it landed early. That's a true representation of FedEx. Fuck me.
I was nearly not in.
Yeah. or else she just goes, sorry, yeah, no, I don't want that. Trying to return it to him.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's a weird scenario, right? Because I forgot that it started like that, where the guy delivers a parcel. No, he goes to pick up a parcel. The FedEx dude goes to pick up a parcel from this farmhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And the woman's doing like sculpturing and shit. And then he followed the parcel, like they put a camera on the parcel. But then it goes to Russia, right? It goes to Moscow. And the guy that answers the door is her husband, but he's banging someone else.
Oh, what a minute.
He delivers the parcel at the start. This guy comes out with a dressing gown and a cowboy hat on for some fucking reason.
And then he gets it.
And then some other chick comes up and puts her arms around him and kisses him. And he goes, oh, it's from my wife.
That's right.
And you're like, I never realised that before. I never realised it started like that.
It's a strong opening.
But then what I didn't realise was when he delivers the parcel back at the end, it's the same folk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a gate with two names on it. And in the end, one of the names is missing. So she's obviously caught him cheating.
You fucking caught that. I didn't catch that whatsoever.
There's only one name in the end.
Good. Yeah. I like that. I wish I wasn't.
Because there's all loads of theories about what was in the parcel.
Oh, what do you think was in?
Well, there's a great thing that I didn't know, that they did a Super Bowl commercial, FedEx.
Oh, where, fuck, I remember this.
Where it, I meant to watch it as well, but I think it is Hanks, and I think it's the same actors. And
yeah, I think
he delivers it. And then as he's turning away, he turns back and he just goes, oh, what was in it, by the way? And she just goes, ah, just some useless stuff, like a satellite phone, a GPS tracker, some matches, like... And it was very funny, actually.
That is, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
But I was how to survive on a deserted island? This the specific island as well.
Because I was trying to think what... Because there's loads of theories about what was in it. My theory now that I have the information about the divorce...
Okay.
I reckon, because the woman... The woman, the cowboy woman's a bit sassy.
Okay, yeah.
I reckon she has gone to Moscow and cut out the heart of the woman that her husband's having an affair with.
Oh, not
with.
Even the husband. You no, he's cut the woman's heart out.
And then had it delivered back to her. And then she's going to make
get
a...
through the plane.
Yeah, then she's going to make a sculpture.
Of
with,
the heart?
With the heart. With the heart.
It'd be in right state after that.
It'd be fucked. It'd be absolutely fucked. Look like this? Your heart.
This stinks, this parcel. This really reeks of shit. I think it's just volleyball shorts. You'd just be like, I'm not risking my life for this shit. I know it's supposed to be symbolic, but...
yeah, it's because it's got angel wings on it.
Imagine it was one of those just like assigned Michael Jordan... No, you know, like, actually, just a, yeah, like a DVD of Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee? You were going to say Crocodile Dundee.
I always use Crocodile Dundee. You're always, I have a bit where it's just Nelson is mad into Crocodile Dundee. You are.
I do love it. But, you know, the day we do Crocodile Dundee in this podcast is going to be a hell of a day.
I used to say that would be the one thing they'd find in your grave.
Yeah.
If they dug up Nelson.
A VHS of Crocodile. It wasn't even a DVD. It was a VHS of Crocodile Dundee.
The tape part wrapped around your knob. Didn't you cut out?
Right. Main question.
Yeah.
About Castaway.
Yeah.
Right. Because we've got to talk about being on a desert island. Mm. How long would it be before you fucked Wilson?
Oh, before I fucked Wilson. Mm. God, I'd say on the plane. Rummaging through that.
He's not met Wilson yet.
Yeah, I would. I'd find it in the carriage, crawl through the floor. That's why the plane goes down.
Yeah, I can imagine opening up the toilet of a plane. It's just a guy fucking a volleyball.
Because it is even worse because it still has the face. So there has been blood drawn. Blood has been drawn.
Painting a wee moustache on him with cum.
Oh, God. Before you fuck the volleyball. I would be in the years.
I don't think you would be.
You think I would be?
I think weeks.
You think weeks?
I think within weeks. Because here's what I was thinking, right? Because Wilson watches him the whole time, right? So.
He's asking for it?
At a point, Hanks is going to have had a wank on that island, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. You're right? Sure. To pass the time, right? Yeah. He's going to have done it while Wilson is watching him, right? So he's sitting there. Beating the shit out of it, right?
Yeah.
And all he's got is, it's going to take ages as well, because all he's got's the picture of Helen Hunt on the watch.
What a disaster that
is. I mean, and it's a faded photo now as well. Yeah. It's water damaged.
I would just use a tree.
So, so Wilson's going to have seen him whack it off on the island.
Okay.
One of those times, Hanks is just going to go, he's going to look at Wilson and just go, who are we kidding on here?
Yeah, yeah.
Cut another wee hole at his mouth.
Oh, God.
That's why he puts the hair on him. So he's got something to grab onto.
Jesus just, Christ.
Fucking... Wilson!
Wilson would be funny, because if they crashed on the raft, you know, and Wilson dropped out, he'd be like, he'd immediately sink because he's full of cum. Yeah.
That's why he's still inflated.
That's why he's still inflated. It's cum.
Doesn't make any sense. It's just a ball of cum now.
He's got dirt around the hole now just to hold it in.
That's how the ship found him. When Wilson floats away, he just leaves this massive oily trail of cum. And this tanker ship they thought picked it was... up on it and went, the fuck is this?
Do you know what would be good? I just realised. Imagine if he was picked up by Somalian pirates and that's how Captain Phillips starts. He goes from straight into the next
that
fellow.
Would be incredible.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, Tom Hanks has a lot of films where he gets shit with water and boats. You ever seen Joe versus a Volcano?
No.
That's a film with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. But a guy that's...
He's always stranded.
He finds he's dying and he wants to jump into a volcano. But that involves an island, a lot of water-based
okay.
activity.
Okay.
He's a captain and captain.
Philadelphia,
Phillips.
A lot of water, tears.
Hell of a lot of water.
Yeah.
A lot of cum as well.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah, a lot of cum. Not big.
Dirty
even
cum.
Worse. Big, dirty cum. Dirty cum. It was gone off. Now look at you.
Yeah, Forrest Gump dribbles a lot.
Most of the time when I watch Philadelphia, I thought that Denzel had AIDS.
Why?
I don't know, just felt like he was the one that was going to get it.
Do you know what?
Sounds racist.
It does sound
racist. But it's not what I mean. If I had a movie and I was putting both of them, I thought he would be the guy that was going to get AIDS. I would never give Tom Hanks
right,
AIDS.
I see.
Yeah. I know that came across like, you trying to tell me now you the said black that. Guy yeah, yeah, doesn't yeah. have it? Amazing.
So I reckon weeks before you...
You think weeks. You it has to be years. I mean, how long was he there? 4 years?
4 years, aye. Mm. That's a weird bit, right? See, when you find out he's been... So, what is it? Is it when he knocks his tooth out with a... The ice
yeah, that
skate,
was weird. It went,
right? And then he collapses, and then it says 3 years later.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And suddenly
yeah.
he's like a wee wild man. He's like thin, and he's got a big bushy beard. But at that bit, he fucking spears a fish.
Oh,
from
aye.
About 50 yards away. There's not a chance you've become that good.
Yeah, in 3 years with no training whatsoever, without anybody else to.
And also. He then eats the fish just raw. He just bites right into it.
Yeah, aye, that
he's
was
already
messed up.
Made fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Why wouldn't you cook it up?
Yeah, yeah. May as well. Maybe he's trying to kill himself.
He's become an animal by that point.
Yeah, yeah. Oof.
You never see him try to kill himself.
No, that's right.
It's obviously shown because he did a test run.
Yeah, yeah.
With some creepy bark creature.
Yeah, like and that. Who does a test run?
I think it was a wise move. Because right. well, because the tree version of Tom Hanks, when he hangs him, ends up he was too heavy, and what he did was what he ended up crashed in the rocks.
You're going to kill yourself anyway.
But you would far rather splay yourself on the rocks and die immediately than land, break your neck, and then lie there for what an agonizing 3 weeks.
You wouldn't like 3 weeks alive, would you, paralyzed?
Well, I mean, well, imagine he landed on it and broke his back, right?
Yeah.
You would lie there paralyzed.
3 weeks, though.
Aye. Or landed and, Matt, he landed and he fucked his leg up. His leg snapped off and then he gets blood poisoning. That's a horrific, brutal.
Yeah, it is brutal, like, but I feel like it was a big enough drop that he was going to die.
No, I think it was a good move, sending tree Tom
what
Hanks
did he make
for.
A tree? What did he make a man?
Just made a man from a tree.
What a waste of calories. Like, a real calorie count waste. I suppose you're going to kill yourself.
What else has he got to do?
What else he got
he's
to do?
He's not putting off other tasks.
Yeah, you know what's really bad when you're practicing suicide out of boredom, essentially? The fuck's sake. That FedEx montage at the start, if it was like I'm Pussy, it would just be Eugene fucking booting a dog halfway through.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, of course, because your dad and mum are in the postal service.
They are in the postal service. They've gone postal.
Yeah.
That's a thing, isn't it? American post workers are mental.
Yeah, that's the term, gone postal. Yeah, it's like when someone goes in and shoots up their office, they've gone postal. Because I think, I think the first person to ever shoot up a...
Was a postman.
Was a post office. I'm making this up.
Completely. No, I genuinely think you're actually right, though. Yeah, yeah.
It was. I think it was a postman that killed JFK as well. And Lincoln.
And Lincoln.
And Lincoln.
Same guy.
He was delivering a package to Lincoln. And he just went, I'm going to shoot you instead.
Do you reckon he had a FedEx in the back of the car? They're like,
largely, every mass murderer has been a postman at one point.
Has been a postman. You've heard, right.
Yeah, okay. Hitler was a postman.
In what way?
We delivered letters.
He delivered, all right.
He delivered 6 million letters.
All lols. Who the fuck was he sending the letters to?
Yeah, he was a... what's his name? Jeffrey Dahmer, he was a postman.
Yes, yeah, okay, right.
Who else?
Gacy.
Gacy, he was a postman. Hans Gruber in Die Hard, he was a postman.
Was a postman, yeah. Gone postal, took over the Nakatomi Plaza.
King Herod, he was the first
king
ever.
King Herod the first was ever the first postman. Ever postman. Yeah, that's why he was king. So fucking good. Do you know... Also, what are you talking about before I'm fucking...
Do you know what wiped out the dinosaurs? Massive postman.
You fucking...
Nobody realises that. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Nobody wants to
people
talk about it.
People think it was a meteor. People think it was another ice age. Not massive postman.
How would a postman wipe out the dinosaurs?
Such as massive postman. Just went about stamping on them. That's where they get the term... Delivered. That's where they get the term stamp from.
Fuck off. Fuck are you on about? You've gone postal. That's what we've all gone postal.
Oh god!
By the way, why did postmen need a fucking inch by inch speech? Same way it was Tom Hanks.
Oh, that's weird though. That's to indicate how valuable time is. His entire life runs on time.
Yeah.
All that shit. Also, that whole bit in Moscow's like. I don't get why he got it delivered to a restaurant just to get a wee boy to run across the whole of Moscow.
Yeah.
Just get it delivered to the fucking other... Just get it delivered where you are.
Yeah, none of it... Yeah.
And that wee kid, right? That wee kid manages to break through the barriers in Red Square.
Yeah.
In Russia. And the guard blows a whistle at him. You're like, the kid would be dead. Like, yeah. Just proper.
There's that AK coming out.
Exactly.
Kalashnikov.
Yeah.
But I have one note here that I kind of wanted to bring up was, how the fuck did Tom Hanks get famous? Like, he's a good actor and everything, but how the fuck did that happen? He is nothing.
I think Philadelphia was probably, because before that he would just do, like, comedies. He would just do kind of, or I don't know whether, was Philadelphia or Sleepless in Seattle? Whatever one of those was first.
Okay.
But Sleepless in Seattle was massive, and that kind of made him a romantic lead.
God, aye. Is that the one with Meg Ryan?
Yeah. Whereas beforehand, he made some of them. Like, there's a film he's in called Bachelor Party.
All right.
Which is like a classic kind of sex comedy.
Classic.
Quite funny. Splash is quite good.
Never heard of it.
You ever heard of Splash, where he falls in love with... It's another water-based Tom Hanks film.
Well, Splash,
He falls in love with a mermaid.
Oh my god, Jesus.
Daryl Hannah plays a mermaid.
Okay.
You never heard of Splash?
Never heard of Splash.
I've
seen Big, the one where he's a big.
Big. I think that would be his big breakthrough. Though.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But that was shite. But yeah, then after I think Philadelphia was his first serious acting chops.
Okay, I see. Was yours a 2 hours and 20 minutes film? Or did I get an extended version or something?
No, I think that would be about the
My God.
Yeah.
My God.
There's so much.
There's a part where he's dancing into a photocopier with her.
Aye. It's about 40 minutes before he actually crashes.
Yeah.
The crash is cool.
It is.
It's a very good crash.
I was about to say that was one of the better crashes.
Yeah, very, very good crash.
Yeah.
Zemeckis, because he did Flight as well. Zemeckis knows how to film an airline.
Oh, it's our second. It's our second Zemeckis.
Second Zemeckis.
Yeah. When you don't have Spielberg.
Yeah.
We got a man for you.
Oh, yeah.
Man's probably got better films than Spielberg overall than half the time. Close.
That's not true in the slightest, is it?
Close.
Well, it's not.
He's got more.
We've not even done his best film yet.
What's Robert Zemeckis' best? Back to the Future?
Back to the Future.
Yeah. So that's I'm telling you, man. He's got big
ones. Oh, no, it's good, but you can't. I mean, Spielberg's got Jaws.
Jurassic Park.
Schindler's List, Jurassic Park.
Schindler's List.
That's good.
I don't like it. All based on a myth. That'd be the weirdest way to come out.
Oh my god.
Based on a myth.
Tell you what I think. Of Spielberg films, I reckon Jurassic Park has got more factual basis to it than
any of it.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I love the way that, you know, when people just came out and went, you know, dinosaurs probably all had feathers, and everybody's like, nah, we're not. We have our basis in our head. Let's not change
it. Aye. Aye.
Your answer is, the answer is no.
Tell you, wait till they have to change the books or the massive postman gets...
Fuck off with this massive postman. It's like a Jack and the Beanstalk thing. Come down trampled all over cunts.
God, that's funny.
Remember there was a news story as well where they were just, for no reason, said that Santa was in Sarajevo?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Do you know another thing? See how you were saying, I didn't actually realise, that would have been a good Tom Hanks connection if the Somali pirates had picked him up. If that plane had crashed later on in his career when he played that dude that could land the plane in the Hudson.
Oh! Fuck me. If you, yeah. Maybe he never got on the plane, he was just stuck in the terminal.
Whoa. No.
Philadelphia technically was the terminal too. Terminal and terminal ill. Beastie Boy. It was the first third highest grossing film of that year, 2000.
Really?
What was the other two? What was the two that beat it?
2000. Oof. Jesus.
Two bigger films this year grossed. Big year for films. Big free big stonkers. God. So I think this is what? Was it 2000? Yeah, it was off 2000. So, yeah.
I've honestly no idea.
Do you want to go for...
Toy Story.
No. Number one.
Give me a clue.
Well, number two is going to be easy. That's an easy clue. You'll get it immediately. But
wait, you're just going to tell me the name of the film?
No. The actor. I'll give you the actor, but it's Crow.
Crow?
Russell Crowe.
Oh, Gladiator, of course.
What are you... Crow?
Crow. Bob Crow? What?
The Crow. The Crow bit it. Gladiator is number two. Number one. Here's one. Because we know what we're going to be doing soon, because I'm going out to Australia. It's one of the films we're doing.
Was it Mission Impossible?
Mission Impossible. Wow. I didn't know Mission Impossible outgrossed Gladiator.
Neither did I.
And Castaway. I wouldn't have thought it.
Yeah, I'm amazed Castaway was number three.
Yep, Castaway.
There's no dialogue for half the film.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd be annoyed by? See when he comes back, right? And he does all the press conference and then he finds out that Helen Hunt has moved on.
Yeah.
And then she's now married to the dude for Sex and the City.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be that comfortable if I was that dude.
No.
Because she's also not... I mean, she basically is quite willing to run away with Tom Hanks and abandon her family.
Yes, yeah.
And I don't understand how the dude from Sex and the City wasn't aware of what was going on. Like,
yeah.
In the middle of the night, he turns up. It's soaking, right?
God, we're soaking.
You find out, he lets her in. They have a big chat. Then he goes out, gives the fuck. So they've gone from being a two-car family.
It gives him a car.
Gives him a car. Well, it's your car. But you've been using that car for 4 years.
You've got kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
who's going to bring the kids
exactly,
to school?
I know. Gives him the car. Then she runs out yelling in the street. He reverses, and then they start getting off each other in the rain.
Fucked.
There's no chance he's sleeping all the way through that.
Yeah, it's fucked. Yeah.
So I reckon he's either going...
He's watching from the house, you know, like...
Getting the kids up. Say bye to mum.
Imagine if he chloroforms Tom Hanks in the garage at the back. He's going, fuck my wife, cunt. Right? Yeah. And then Tom Hanks wakes up on the island again.
Oh!
The exact
like,
same island.
Like Lost.
What the fuck?
Oh, God. That's awesome. Hi, there's a lot of stupid stuff in this.
Do you know what would be a right mess too? He was in the toilet, wasn't he, when it crashed?
Yeah.
Imagine being in a plane crash and you were in the toilet.
Oh,
the horrible. Fucking mess they'd find. Covered in shit, common blood.
Have I ever told you about the... Have I told you about the time we were at Reading Festival, me and my pal Chris, and the Sunday night... A Reading Festival, yeah. Where it was a book right. Festival. I was reading Mein Kampf. we were at Reading and... Reading always kicked off on a Sunday night. Like, it used to be the mental night where folk would set fire to a load of shit.
Okay,
and
there'd
be basic riots.
Yeah.
And we were walking back to our tent, and we saw these guys rocking a Portaloo.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And they were like, come and give us a hand, our pals in this.
Yeah.
Right? And I still feel bad joining in to this day, because we rocked it and it landed, right? So he's in there on a Sunday night port-a-loo at a festival.
Yeah.
Right? He's in there either taking a shit or something, right? So the thing's filled with shit anyway. We pushed it. The worst thing was we pushed it so that it landed on the door.
Oh,
we couldn't even get.
Oh, God. What a fucking soupy disaster. Oh, God. That's a fucking...
I feel so bad about that's it. That's
so horrific.
Oh.
On the door?
On the door. Face down on the door. Oh. So just, I mean, imagine shite lying there in the dark. Oh.
Older people's shite coming up with
ours. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Do you see when you're in the... Would you have... You know what? I would have enjoyed the dinghy.
Yeah.
With the big waves.
Aye. Aye.
Looks like he was having a swell time.
Yes.
No, but
there you're in. I also wouldn't have. What would you see? Because they say, like, there's no point in writing help on a beach if you're stranded.
Why?
Because
people don't speak English.
Yeah. So, do you know what you should do?
SOS.
No, big cock and ball.
Oh, careful of the fucking mic. Yeah, cock it. Oh, do you know what? No, this might get a bit grim. It's not about fucking Wilson. You would have tore the arse off that dead pilot they found. what a somber sight that would be.
Imagine how spongy it would be.
Oh, that's, I don't know, imagine just the rescue team coming up at the beach. And then hammering
the one day.
I'm wearing the captain's hat.
Oh, God.
I'm wearing the captain's hat just... Horsing into the bits
of the pilot falling off him as he's pumping him, pumping him so ferociously against a rock. There's bits of him.
It's been 2 days.
Yeah,
it's been 2 days. That's what's in the FedEx box, a sex toy. After all that time, a solar powered sex toy. And he's like, oh fuck. A desecrated the grave.
Oh, the idea of that.
That's who he goes to visit when he comes home. That guy's family.
Oh, the idea of that. Just 2 days in, picks up the pilot and goes, well, there's only one thing for it.
Oh, God, Jesus. Didn't even... And they were like, did you eat him or something? No. Pumped him, full him up.
Shacking him up the
arse. Shacking the pilot on the thing. I'm just sitting there. Just, it was pure debauchery. They were like,
leaving on a jet plane.
They go, that was his fault. Screaming at the security, or the, it was his fault. What do you want me to do? That's the co-pilot, mate. He's
drawn hieroglyphics with it in the cave. Just a bearded man shacking a zombie pilot.
Oh, fuck's sake. The pilot, I love the way the drone pilot looked like, again, like Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
The Gordon Ramsay pilot.
Yes. When he does the pranks, yeah.
Every time, it just reminds me of it. Just a dredged pilot is what they were. Remember, what was in Muslim? Was there divorce settlements and something?
There was, so the packages opened, there was divorce papers.
That's like the worst thing you could get.
Yeah, I think that would be a worst thing.
You know, what else?
I mean, the thing is, like, everything ends, apart from the divorce, well, does that, could he use the divorce? I mean, I suppose that's kind of starting. Nah. Mm. The ice skates become an axe.
Yeah.
That's good. The videos become rope.
Yeah.
That's good. What else did he get? The volleyball, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Comes a fuck toy.
fuck toy Wilson.
Comes his husband.
Fuck boy Wilson. Yeah. But
I think that's it, is it not? Is that all that he unpackaged?
Yeah, he just became more Australian.
Oh, he unpackaged a dress.
Did he?
I think.
I don't remember that.
Did he not?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think what the most useless thing you could open up would be.
Imagine if you opened it up. Yeah.
I reckon a copy of Ainsley Harriet's autobiography.
Yes, that would be pretty grim. But Ainsley Harriet would have cooking tips on it?
I know, for an island.
Yeah,
365 ways to do raw fish.
Glenn Campbell vinyl.
Sauteed coconut.
You'd be trying to play it.
That pissed me off as well. See when he's writing the note on the big rock at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's like, such and such Chuck was here from blah, 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 blah. And he left because of love and all this kind of shit, right? Why wouldn't you plan ahead for anyone that else that manages to get trapped there?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Go, I was trapped here. Just so you know, the noises are coconuts. They're going to be really useful to you. There's a big, massive rock up there if you want to try and hang yourself.
Yeah.
But use plenty of rope because I tested it with a wooden version of me.
Yeah.
There's a volleyball. There's an extra volleyball I've left if you get horny. If you get really horny, that mound of dirt over there is Captain Whittaker, so you can...
I've waxed the arsehole. It should still be intact.
It's whiter than it was, but there's still some purchase.
You still got some face, I reckon. Oh, Jesus. Fucking Christ. It's absolutely brutalized, this guy.
Oh, God. So yeah, my last theory is that's Epstein's Island.
I
discussed this last week very briefly.
You think that it's Epstein Island, right? Yeah.
I think that's life imitating art.
Okay.
That was Hanks. Because Hanks is like a big... I don't know if Hanks was just one of those people mentioned.
Okay.
Do you know the only basis for the theory, I think, of the fact that Hanks was on Epstein Island quite a lot? Was his reaction to Ricky Gervais's joke about Epstein
at
the Golden Globes. Because he looked horrified.
Yeah, yeah.
And folk went,
somebody's on the logs.
That must mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, he is mentioned in the list.
Yeah, yeah. So the raft from the flight logs.
It would be, it would be interesting to see Epstein's Island and see how closely it resembled the Castaway Island.
There's nowhere to land a plane, though.
Aye, of course, but you would...
Well, yeah, just clear out some trees. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you could build a runway.
How big is Epstein Island?
I don't know. What the fuck are you asking me for?
That's what I would try to catch it. Oh, about one...
Imagine I came up with the exact dimensions. Yeah.
That pier, when you first come in.
Yeah. You mean in Island 1 or Island 2?
Well, Island 2 is like the blue light district. Get in there and smash the arse of Aaron Troyer. He does residencies like Celine Dion in Vegas.
Imagine getting a residency on Epstein's Island. How much money it would take. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Every night going out and just seeing all these celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
Molesting people. Oh, and you're like, fly me to the moon.
Oh, that's so grim. I reckon, but this doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I meant by this. Mm-hmm. This just says flicking lights on and off back home.
Oh yeah, when he's in the hotel.
Does he see her one time when he comes on?
No, what he's doing is, because when he was in the cave,
yes.
There's a big storm, he's in the cave, and he's like clicking on and off the torch.
Yeah.
And I think that's because he's sleeping on the floor as well, because the bed's too comfy. I think it's him flicking on and off the light. Because I was reading that in the initial drafts of this, Helen Hunt was supposed to appear like as a ghostly Obi-Wan Kenobi type. I don't think she did.
All right, okay.
So, but she was supposed to appear and like speak to him in the other conversation. Also, Wilson had lines in the original script.
Coke?
Yes, he needed it. God. threesome.
He's sitting there going, he's like, volleyball. He's like, I had it bad too. I'm a volleyball. I should be beside bikini women.
Exactly. Yeah. Every day I've got to watch
you. You work in FedEx.
Every day I've got to sit on this rock and watch you bum a dead captain.
What would you call a dead captain? What would you call him?
Stop reburying him. Just leave him out.
Fuck's sake. It'd be great if you named him something different to you, like Brittany. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's it's very funny.
I'm glad it didn't end that nice.
No, it does end. It ends all right, because the implication is that Hanks is going to go and get off with a sexy cow woman.
Do you think?
Yeah, because so she gets out and she's very flirty, because obviously she's in the rebound.
More than the rebound. She's in the middle of nowhere.
But she's on the rebound.
She probably has her own captain at the house.
She's properly horny.
Yeah.
Right? She's now got the heart, so she can make the sculpture, right? And then she sees Hanks, and she's very, very flirty with him. Like, very flirty. And then she was like, where are you looking to go? And he's like, well, I don't really know. So she's like, well, that way is Canada, and that way is Nebraska, and all this kind of shit. And then right down there, that's where I live.
Yeah.
And then she drives off, and then Hanks is like, and then he looks down where she lives. And then he takes out the captain's hat and goes, here we go again.
She drives
back
down
in the rodeo.
Drives down her road, and the sign says Poontown. Ah, yes. 3/4 mile to Poontown. Putting on the captain's hat is so brutal.
Oh, God.
You just know what's next. That's right. He arrives at her Helen Hunt's door with it, wearing it. It's been 40 years. It's been four. Let's not be
dramatic here.
Imagine if the last scene was him being plowed by a FedEx van in that. When he's standing in the
center. That would be funny, yeah.
That would be great.
It's the guy for the start, the first FedEx.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be great, actually.
Yeah. And then he dies. And that's
Then the FedEx guy starts bumming. It's a lot of bumming.
Finds the hat. The hat's cursed after the guy. He's been so brutal that he's cursed it. The hat makes his way through the town. It's like the mask.
The hat just turns you into a sex beast.
Aye. That's the fucking... And then it all comes around. The pilot for Epstein Island is wearing it. He didn't charge for that flight.
Oh, God.
You just wanted a taste of the goods.
This has been some of the wildest theories we've ever come up with.
That's not even a theory.
We've got the sex hat.
Plowing Wilson. He's just shagging everything.
The massive postman.
The massive postman, yeah, that was you. That was you. A massive postman wiped out the dinosaurs. Aye, that would be quite a fucking theory, all right. Red theories.
How much would that fuck up everyone? Like, that would be what would bring creationists and Christians together. Because, like, turns out we were both massively wrong.
Aye. Who needed letters?
Massive postman.
Fuck's sake, man.
The entire world would have to change.
Yeah, all science would be out the window.
It would be literally nothing.
It would mean that we
had fucking... It would be mayhem.
But it would cause other things, like, so you're trying... Because people would still believe, and they're like, you believe... So we had postmen 6,000 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, no, still longer.
Yeah.
Like, well, nothing's... Everything's off the chart now.
Yeah. 600 million years ago.
Yeah, 600 million years ago.
And not just postmen. Massive postmen.
I don't even know what they were delivering to.
Oh, God. That's so funny. Right.
No, it's next week's.
Anyway, Castaway... it was all right.
It's fine.
The island bit's brilliant.
I can't say that I disliked it. I didn't think it was class, but I understand why it was kind of like a classic film.
Aye.
At the same time, I think it was the first. It wasn't the first of the deserted movie, is it? What's that one with the two women? Of a couple, weren't they?
A couple.
Night and Day. No. Some shit that was on a... Nah, whatever.
That are trapped in an island. Mm. There's not that many actual island trapped films. Was lost after or was lost before? Well,
this is England. They're pretty much stuck in England.
What?
What? Sorry,
next week, we've got to write another pile of shite for you.
Yeah.
Armageddon.
I'm delighted.
Yes.
I already have so much to say about
Armageddon,
this movie.
The poor man's Deep Impact.
Yes. Yes, Deep Impact is a better film.
Yes, but this has its moments.
This has very great moments, because I already know about five I want to complain about.
Yep, it really is. Like, in terms of plot holes and...
Yeah, nothing
if
but.
If you think the idea of a massive postman killing the dinosaurs is wild...
Yeah, the actual
watch
plot line,
this fucking thing.
The actual plot line that Michael Bay brought to the table... It is Michael Bay, isn't it?
It's Michael Bay.
It was the enabling film. It was the film that enabled Michael Bay
to become
make
Michael
more
Bay.
Fucking
yeah.
Stupid films.
Yeah. So yeah, that's going to be enjoyable. So watch that if you can. Well, you're away in Australia, so
yeah. By the time it's out, I'll be in Australia. So
tell our Australian fans where
you
they
come
can...
to watch me at the Garden of Earthly Delights.
What's the show called?
Best of the Edinburgh Fest.
It's not, is it?
It is.
It's called the Best of British.
I'm not doing that show. I'm doing the Best of Edinburgh Fest. There is a Best of British show too.
Are you sure
about this? Danny Boy told me last night this. But the poster has a Union Jack on it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because I've had so many messages. People I know in Australia have seen the posters are up already, and they're
excellent.
And I've got two or three pictures. I got like, oh, what the fuck's this about? And just a real picture into the Union Jack.
Oh. That's going to kill you every single day.
Yep.
So this will be out on Wednesday. So if you're about, my tour dates this week will be Blackpool tomorrow, which is Thursday the 15th. I'll be at the Comedy Station in Blackpool.
The OG, what a place.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it. And on Friday the 16th, I'm going to be in Oban at The View.
Ooh.
So if you get a chance and you fancy coming to either of those,
that
would be class. One person, thank you, left us a review after my pleas last time.
Yeah.
So if we get one a week, I'll be quite happy.
Yeah. And importantly, word of mouth.
Aye.
Because, you know, like, and tell them as well that you don't really need to see the film. Most of these films as well are old. I know, like, most people are like... You know, if someone's, I would listen to a podcast about Armageddon if I hadn't seen Armageddon.
Oh, God,
because I'd be like, you know, if we were sitting here doing fucking films right out now, like Maestro, maybe it might be a different. We will get there. Maestro, but
we'll never do Maestro.
Yeah, I was about to go, not Maestro.
I've never seen it. I hate that film.
Yeah. It's apparently dog shit. It was up for the Oscar.
Yeah.
This film was apparently fucking gack.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do it then.
Gag one.
One day. But yeah, apart from that, just keep sharing it about and take care of yourselves.
Suck my plumes.
And we'll see you next week for Armageddon. Bye-bye.